Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sexy. 9 months from now, it's gonna be a baby boom.
That's, you know, I was told in this business that if you can be subtle, if you can kind of make your point by being subtle, that's the best way to do it. And like, you know, the rocking of the boots is a subtle way to put it. You know,
that was tremendous. I also told Stiz when he was looking for that song, that is like my heyday. That type
I've never
of
heard.
Music.
I never heard that song.
Oh, you've never heard that?
No.
Oh yeah.
But you get the H-Town reference, right?
Yes.
Right.
Well, that was just the luck of the draw. We didn't really know it was H-Town when we searched for Knockin' Boots.
All right.
But I remember that's like a 90s
R&B. Yeah, those 90s R&B.
Like Jodeci, R. Kelly, all those groups. Awesome.
Real quick, what's the 90s go-to R&B slow, like?
I'll always be a sucker for Boys to Men. I wanted to be in Boys to Men when I was young.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had these, he and I love
how
Boys
many
to
How
Men.
Many times did you just, you've had Boys to Men on when it was, you know, that time, parents are away on vacation, you know? Oh, yeah.
But there's others. I don't know if you're allowed to admit, I loved the R. Kelly 12 play or whatever that album was in like 8th grade.
Oh, R. Kelly
grade.
has hit records, man.
I know. He
hit
also has records. A criminal record.
Yeah, he's also.
Yeah, he's got a few records.
I mean, who do you feel like more skin crawly for still being a fan of, like Michael Jackson or R. Kelly?
I'd go R. Kelly, me personally.
Ugh, you got to choose between that.
I believe he had people like kidnapped and like locked in.
Literally trapped in the closet.
Yeah.
R. Kelly did.
So R. Kelly is probably.
Yeah. If you're saying.
I don't know that we want to rank them necessarily.
They're both low.
You want to power rank the.
And there's others we could throw in there in recent scandals. So let's just move on to football, which is a lot more fun and safer. So Andrew Callahan brought up this idea of whether the Patriots, and we've talked about this, are they a true Super Bowl contender? 60% of fans voted no. And Andrew Callahan says the Patriots are not Super Bowl contenders, period.
Huh.
Not yet.
Huh.
Oh, do tell me. So what will it take? He'll settle for this. Win the next two and then post a winning record once real football arrives after Thanksgiving. So win the next two. Set yourself up for that. And we heard this for years, Ted. I'm sure you heard it internally, but Belichick and Brady were always like, now it's real football after Thanksgiving.
Yep, right,
that's
right.
When real football starts.
Right.
Whatever. That's what Callahan is. Just have a winning record after Thanksgiving, after you win the next two. So you win the next two. That means you hit that at 8-2, right?
Eight
so you played
two.
10 games, 7 games left. So you go 5-2, 4-3 over the final. All of a sudden, you're like a 12-win team, and boom, you're a Super Bowl contender. Do we agree with some of this Callahan logic, Fitzy?
I agree wholeheartedly with the Callahan logic. First, the first test for me was by the end of October, then we can see if Drake May has cottoned to the Josh McDaniels offense and grown in the second year. Pass, they have. They're much better than we thought they would be record-wise. They have passed that test. The next test is going to be getting through the 3-game stretch of best defense supposedly in the NFL. They passed it. Now dealing with a team looking for redemption that's more talented than their record indicates with the Falcons, followed by their biggest road test to date against another Super Bowl and MVP contender in Tampa. If they go 8-2 through all of that and Drake May is an MVP candidate, Andy, how can anybody who watches, likes, roots for, or reports on football say, I still don't think this team has January talent? You'd be a fool.
By the way, Ted, I got another one of those emails from the casinos when they're updating their win-loss number. You know, it's up to 11.5 for the Patriots.
That's crazy.
Holy shit. And it started out to quote at Chris Farley.
8.5. It actually dropped for a little bit to 7.5. Now it's up to 11.
After the Vegas game.
11.5.
That's insane, man.
Which I don't know a lot about this. So correct me if I'm wrong on the logic on this. But it used to be 8.5.
Yeah.
Right? And you now have it 3 games above that. So do they believe the Patriots are already like 3 games ahead of pace, or are they just adjusting for how good they think they are? You know what I mean? Like, did they win 3 more games already than they expect?
Yeah, I think I almost feel like it's kind of both.
Okay.
You know, in a weird way. I'm the last guy to ask about betting, but it would.
Wait, I thought you were Mr. 6-1 or something.
Yeah, but I'm not betting Scudolf on it. I'm not betting my hard earned money. I'm just.
Betting what?
My Scudol.
It's
Italian for money, you know, isn't it?
So, Ted, we're supposed to ask you about betting, not betting, right?
Right.
Bet, yes.
Right.
It's throw pillows and betting, yes, not betting.
Absolutely. Yes. But speaking of Drake May, because I do think any one of these conversations that we have starts with Drake May. And it's almost like, well, if he keeps playing, whatever. So, Drake May, is he the MVP? We have another voice that is Dan Orlovsky, ESPN, chiming in today.
Jonathan's having an outstanding season.
Pause for a second. Jonathan Taylor is the Jonathan he referenced. Jonathan Taylor, the running back from the Colts.
Yep.
So he's kind of comparing the Colts running back to the Patriots quarterback.
Okay.
Roll it.
Jonathan's having an outstanding season. There's nothing that I can say in a negative fashion about him. The MVP of the NFL right now is Drake May. When it comes to the value that you are providing, given just back to last year, given what's around you.
What a take.
Okay, so Drake May.
What a take.
One, Steph's coming off an ACL. So, two, Kayshawn Booty's their number two receiver. He wasn't this highly drafted wide receiver.
True.
He's got two tight ends that are certainly longer in their careers than they are younger. Drake May's playing quarterback just about as good as anybody with the least amount of help around him. Mm. When it comes to just talent, that's not a knock on those catches. Keeping it real.
Keeping it real, Dan. So, all right.
He said he's playing quarterback position as well as anyone is, and then he kind of crapped on the guys around Drake May in a way.
Well,
he's like, he's doing more with less kind of thing.
I mean, that's the kind of what we all feel, no?
Yes and no. Like, where Kayshawn Booty was drafted is getting less and less relevant, right?
Well, let's just, but what did we think of that group before the
not
season?
Great. Not great.
So, you know, so it's, if we thought that before the season, now all of a sudden they're really good and it's that doesn't have anything to do with Drake.
No, it absolutely does.
Okay.
And speaking of playing, so it's been widely accepted that Drake's deep ball is awesome, right? That's been one of the biggest storylines.
It's the best.
It's not even an opinion.
So,
it's a fact.
Let's put some numbers. So who has the most accurate QBs this year on 20 plus yard throws? Fitzy, you get one guess. Who is it?
It's got to be Drake May number one.
Indeed, it's Drake May number one, 79.2% of his passes. Yes,
that's
Tamball.
Insane.
The number I read going into last week's games is he had more touchdowns on those throws than incompletions, 5-4.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's unbelievable.
Out of control.
That's historically great.
But you know what is being a little bit, I won't say misrepresented, but we're maybe focusing on that a little too much. Who has the best completion percentage in the NFL on throws 10 to 19 yards?
Drake May.
No, I suckered you there.
No.
He's actually third, but he's at 80.7% on throws 10 to 19
Who's
yards.
Better?
Is it Daniel Jones?
It's actually, this is going to surprise you. It may have been a name that was in a graphic for my son recently.
Really?
It's Jackson Dart.
Whoa.
Leads the
he's
NFL.
He's got a much smaller sample size,
he does.
Though.
So second behind him, so Drake May still wouldn't lead, would be Jaden Daniels, who also has a small sample size.
Because
he's been hurt.
Can we do the minimum passes thing?
Yeah, he didn't do this, whoever Scott Barrett
is. That's very misleading.
And then, this was interesting to me. You know who has the highest completion percentage in the NFL on throws from 0 to 9 yards? Yes, Dan Ball?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
No.
That's what I would have guessed.
Oh, man, he's Justin Herbert.
Let me guess. Aaron Rodgers.
You guys are, I screwed you up with the middle one.
Drake May.
Yes, 92.9 completion percentage, just ahead of Spencer Rattler and Bryce Young.
So
I don't know what that means.
They recently benched Spencer Rattler.
So Drake May is number one if it's 20 plus yards. He's number one if it's less than 10 yards.
Yeah.
and he's number three, and with some kind of outliers, he's almost number one at all levels of the field right now.
It's insane.
So, like we fixated on the deep balls because they ooh and they ah. He talked about it yesterday. You remember in high school, like the crowd would gasp when he throws a deep, but he's throwing at a ridiculous completion rate at every level of the field.
Yep.
So it's not hard to make the MVP argument right now.
It's definitely not. And we compare him to Josh Allen, and you look at Josh Allen's second year versus Drake. He's blowing away Josh Allen's second year numbers, blowing away.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember Josh Allen couldn't throw a swing pass accurately in his second year? And that's that's where I'm just trying to go. He's got so much more to improve on,
right?
Which is almost insane to think about. I don't know how you get better, like when he's playing at a level that is so ridiculously high. I don't know how you get better.
So, you know, my answer to the Callahan question, like how do the Patriots become a Super Bowl contender?
Yeah.
Prove that May can keep playing at this level, because I think he's playing quarterback at the level that carries a team.
Can I just challenge him a little bit?
Oh yes,
Andrew. I hope you're listening, bud.
He's challenging you by first name,
Andrew. That's my guy. Is you know, it's not about winning records or winning. It's about beating better teams.
Yeah,
like because they have a soft as poo schedule really up to this point. They haven't really beat, but beat Tampa, beat the Bills,
again.
Beat the Ravens, and you know, don't lose to the, you know, the Jets and the Dolphins in the last two games, but can we have more signature wins? What's the Patriots' signature win so
Bills,
far?
Buffalo.
So we need more signature wins to get confident that this team is heading in the direction it needs to, because let's face it, I mean, it's the schedule has been so bad that it's hard to kind of really know what you got in this team.
Fitzy, I'm pretty sure if they beat the Bucks, the Bills a second time, and the Ravens.
Well,
I will be, and I don't even really care about the other games. If you want to have a hiccup against the Jets or some like ugly, weird division loss, if you beat those three teams, if you beat the Bucks, the Bills a second time, and the Ravens, we are absolutely planning trips to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're going to Santa Clara and not just to be a part of Media Row.
No, we're going for a game.
You know what? I would feel comfortable just two out of three.
Yeah.
Give me two out of the three. Don't have to beat all three, but just give me.
If you beat the Falcons and the Buccaneers at 8-2, I think the fluke/easy schedule nonsense can be removed from the description of the 2025 Patriots.
Well, plus my thing that with that, like I continue to look around and there's only so many good teams. There's not really a ton of great schedules. There's a lot of teams that I look at matchups week when we're doing our pick sixes and you're going through games. Yeah. You're like, well, that team's not playing anybody either.
So you look at, you know, it's funny you say that. I was looking at the Colts, right? And I was like, okay, what are everybody's hyping up the Colts. The Colts, if you look at their schedule, it's like, okay, you know, they have one loss, and it's to the Rams. Like, you know, the rest, they have a win against Miami or the Raiders, Arizona, Tennessee. I mean,
Their best win?
It's their best win, I think, is Denver, 29-28 in week two.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's and the way. Chargers, but the Chargers were really injured.
Yep.
2 weeks ago, 38-24. So Denver no and the Joe Chargers are their best. Joe. Are their best two wins?
Yes, Dan Ball.
Indy also has the sixth hardest remaining strength of schedule among other teams: Seahawks, Chiefs, San Francisco 49ers, two against the Jags, one against the Steelers. So there may be a fall off that's coming there.
And the Patriots continue to. Although I saw an updated graphic today that told me. A couple days ago, I was told it was the easiest schedule the rest of the year since 1978.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Now I was told via graphic from PFF that it's the second easiest this year.
Really?
Like, how can that possibly, like, yeah.
It's the easiest.
Happened?
It's the easiest by opponent winning percentage by 40 points.
Okay.
Which is crazy. Cleveland has a 403 remaining strength of schedule, and New England has a 362. That's out of control.
I kind of look at this like I look at college rankings, you know, so, you know, who's the signature win? What, you know, who are the teams you're playing? Do you blow them out?
Yep.
And you know what? They are blowing the bad teams out, mm-hmm. which does give me, you know, some confidence. But still, I just haven't played the best opponents to really give me a good gauge on what this team is totally.
And the blowing the opponents out, I think, is where you get sometimes the national ahead of the local. Because we watch a full four quarters and we pick it apart. You break it down in TED. Why'd they start slow? What happened in the second quarter? Right. The Nationals go, what, you won 33-10? What are we bitching about? You won 33-10. It's like sometimes we fixate on little aspects.
We do.
A winner is a winner in the National Football League.
But there's also, I mean, I could go through a lot of indicators that would suggest this team isn't as good as you think. The running backs, the giving up big plays. They're one of the worst teams in giving up big plays.
Yep.
They're the worst red zone defense in the NFL. They're the worst goal-to-goal defense in the NFL. They give up the second most sacks in the NFL. They give up the most punt return yards in the NFL. So those are that's not just a couple things. That's a lot that would suggest the team isn't as good as maybe their record indicates.
Can I just pick one that this week is suddenly sneaking up on me? And we talked to Tom Curran, and he kind of was painting this Falcons game as, in his words, if you listened, he was like, this is kind of losable if they play good football.
It is, because you don't know which Falcons team you're getting. Kind of like, you know.
Right.
Every week that's the same, Ted. You're right.
Yeah. But from a Patriots perspective, I'm not sure which Patriots team I'm getting, because 2 days now in a row, Ramondre Stevenson, not on the practice field. And I know, okay, fumbled, whatever, but he's been your starting running back. He's been your lead running back. And this comes 4 days after, I guess, we had the breakout game from Travion Henderson, which unfortunately ended with a fumble. And they also promoted Jennings.
Oh, Jennings, yeah.
And they brought D'Ernest Johnson on the practice squad. I'm starting to wonder what is going to be behind Drake May on Sunday. Because it's, I mean, you miss 2 days, you're well on your way to potentially not playing if you're Ramondre Stevenson.
He's not going to play this Sunday. It's going to be Travion as your starter. He'll get spelled when he needs a breath from the legend of D'Ernest Givens, JK. I know it's D'Ernest Johnson. And that's why a trade for a back seems more and more likely, picking up somebody else by, I mean, there's already been all the rumors that it could be Kamara. Ted wants Breece Hall. There was the rumor that the Patriots called and checked on the status of Chuba Hubbard as well. That makes a ton of sense, but you're going to definitely see a heavy dose of trade. This is going to be his chance to like showcase that he is an integral part of their offense for the second half of the season.
Now, the one thing I will say is we're talking about Drake May, right? Like this team has, it's not like Jonathan Taylor in Indy is banged up and you're like, oh shoot, can Daniel Jones do it? No, this team has gone through Drake May's right arm and his legs basically the bulk of the year, right?
Real quick, just can I sidetrack you?
Sure.
Ernest Givens, my man, Ernest Givens.
Your man, the Oiler.
Legend.
The run and shoot. Can you guys tell me what his celebration dance was?
Did he do the thing with this?
Nope, that was Billy White Shoes Johnson.
Bad radio, Andy. I was moving my hands across my knees back and forth.
You know it? Huh?
I don't remember it, no.
The electric slide.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you guys remember the electric slide?
I do remember
who was
that.
His receiver mate, Ted, in the Warren Moon run and shoot offense?
He definitely had one.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It was Ernest Givens and...
Ah,
and when you say it, I'm going to know exactly who it was.
I can't remember.
What kind of H-Town fan are you?
It's been a long time, you know.
Come on. You're better than this.
Yeah, but I'm
Dan Ball's going to beat you to it. Dan Ball is working very aggressively back there.
Chat NFL to come through.
Haywood Jeffries.
There it is.
Haywood Jeffries.
Thank you.
We landed that plane successfully. Oof. It was a bumpy flight. We threw up a little bit.
It was an icy runway, too.
It was like the Red Sox going to whatever it was, Detroit from Minnesota, and we just did that. That was a little curious, but we landed it. Did you? So you were a big Ernest Givens fan?
Oh, I was a huge Warren Moon fan. Huge. Huge.
617-779.
Sacked him once in a preseason game.
Oh, brag. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Nice.
Whoa. Time out, though. The brag kind of fell off when he said preseason game. That would have been better if it had been enough.
I also heard, Ted, that he threw the hardest ball in the NFL.
He's just so big and strong. And the way he threw, I loved it. And I ran into him in a restaurant after I sacked him that summer.
Oh, there's the brag. All right. I found it again.
Yeah. I think I read that book on a flight once.
Yeah. I went up to him. I was like, hey, Mr. Moon, I had the pleasure of sacking you. And his wife was like, well, you didn't have to do that. And I was like, oh, yes, I did. Yes, ma'am, I did.
Did you call him Mr. Moon?
Oh, of course.
That was pretty cool.
Oh, absolutely.
Mr. When you were bragging.
Yes. Yes.
The pleasure of sacking you in a preseason game. Hey, buddy, it was a preseason game.
He laughed. He goes, yeah, I think they pulled me out right after you did that. I was like, they sure did. They didn't want you to take any more sacks, man.
Is he the sack that you are proudest of? There's no better way to phrase that sentence. Are there any other players that you look at and go, I can't believe I got to that guy?
Well, yeah, there's two.
Okay.
One is Dan Marino.
I knew you were going to say that.
It's Dan tried to do the, he didn't have any mobility, so he'd do the arm over with the ball in his hand.
Yeah.
And it didn't fool me. And then, do you know I have two sacks against my former teammate and good friend, Drew Bledsoe?
Oh,
interesting.
When we played the Buffalo Bills, Belichick was like, we're going to be pumping you up the A-gap, just blitzing you on the A-gap, because why?
Because he's a bit of a statue back there.
There you go.
Wow, Drew Bledsoe, atop your list.
Yep.
Very impressive. 617-779-7937. We're talking a little Patriots, Super Bowl contenders. What do they need to do to become Super Bowl contenders? But up next, it's Thursday. That means we got to talk to our guy, Andrew Razor Raycroft. The Bruins have a one-game winning streak. The Bruins are rolling forward. Or are they? We'll talk to Razor next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Greg Hill.
And I'm Courtney Cox.
Did you know that The Greg Hill Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.